Obedience is very important in the Bible, and between us and God, there needs to be great obedience. But so many times, the whole thing about obedience is taken out of context, and obedience is directed towards the law and what we must do for God. Scriptures like Deuteronomy 28, and I want us to turn there quickly, is taken, and it says we need to obey the Lord our God, then these things will happen to us, and we need to obey every commandment. Like, for instance, you must honor your father and your mother, otherwise God can't do anything for you. And there are so many commandments, especially New Testament commandments, that Jesus came and brought. Like, for instance, don't worry about what you will eat or drink. And then we think, if I don't worry about what I'm going to eat and drink and just force myself not to worry, then God's going to bless me. Now, that's not what the Bible talks about when it comes to obedience. I'm not saying that we are supposed to go and worry. I'm not saying that we should not honor our father and mother. But in the New Testament, honoring your father and mother is a fruit of being righteous. It's not something we do in order to be blessed. Because we've been blessed with the life of God, that's why we honor people. The reason why God honors people is why we honor people. Because goodness is in us. Because we became good. Because we became righteous. Because of Jesus living in and through us. Now, Deuteronomy 28 says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth." And then it continues with all the blessings. Now, it says here, to do and observe all His commandments. Do you know how many commandments there are in the Bible? There are thousands of commandments. And how will we do all those commandments? Then we say, but all the commandments are taken up in this thing. You must just love your neighbor as yourself, and you must love God. Now, how do you get that right? It is true that we should love our neighbor as ourselves, but we can't find our righteousness in how we love our neighbor. Loving our neighbor as ourselves is not the pathway unto righteousness. That's the fruit of being righteous, and that is a right and good thing to do, but the blessings we get from God is not determined by how much we love our neighbor. It is all determined about, or through, the grace of God, what He's done for us, and we've got access into that through faith. Amen. So as I believe what Jesus done for me, therefore I am blessed and I'm set free from sin, and that's why I live righteous. Now let's read Romans 6:16. It says, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death." Now in Romans 5 earlier, you will see it actually speaks about sin. It means sin manifesting in your life because you're under the law. "Or of obedience unto righteousness." Now that obedience is not to the law. It's obedience to something else. And let's see what we need to obey in order to have this righteousness. It says, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you." And because they've obeyed that form of doctrine, they were rendered righteous, or seen as righteous, and righteousness was imputed unto them. Then the Holy Spirit came and indwelled them, and then the Spirit of God was bearing fruit in their lives, and that's why they lived holy. So obedience is not towards commandments, but it's towards the commandment of God, which is to believe on Jesus. Now we can go and have a look at that in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22 and 23. It says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and then love one another as He gave us commandment." Amen. So the first commandment that we must obey is to believe on Jesus. John 6:28 says, "What shall we do to work the works of God?" Go and read it for yourself. John 6:28. "What shall we do to work the works of God? Believe on Him whom He has sent." Full stop. That is the commandment that we are supposed to obey. Hallelujah. So obey the commandment of God. When God says you are healed by His stripes, obey it by believing it. If God says He was rich, He became poor so that you can be rich through His poverty, believe that. And that is true obedience. And as you believe that, you'll find that you are set free from sin. You are made righteous. You experience a change in your life through what He has done for you. So go out there and be obedient by believing on Jesus Christ.